And this morning we are joined in studio by the new chair of the board of the El Paso County Commissioners. Mark Waller is here. Hello.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
And thanks for coming in. And a new year.
Some yeah.
New commissioners, new chair.
This is, it's my first week as chair of the Board of County Commissioners. It's awful exciting. We have a couple of new members, Cammie mm-hmm. Brimmer, representing District 5, which is kind of a downtown area, and Holly Williams, representing District 1, which is kind of all of Northeast Colorado Springs and El Paso County.
And that's great. And I know there's a lot on El Paso County Commissioners are looking at this year, aren't there?
There's there's a lot on the plate for us moving forward. We have a lot of incredible priorities that we have to accomplish in the upcoming year, and all of this is complicated by the potential federal government shutdown, or it is complicated by the federal government shutdown potentially for us in El Paso County moving forward. In particular, we administer all of the Department of Human Services programs at the federal level. So the federal government pays money to the state, and then the state in turn gives that money to the counties, and then we administer that to recipients.
Okay.
So we have an issue moving forward. Potentially, our funding for our Supplemental Nutritional Assistance Program may be running out in February if the government continues to shut down. So we've been working hard. We had about 125 DHS workers over the weekend working hard to make sure that we're doing all we can to ensure that those Colorado's most needy citizens are getting their assistance moving forward.
And what does that mean if this does? I mean, obviously, we're looking into February. Like you said, it could affect February and further as long as this shutdown continues.
Yeah, you know, if the shutdown continues, the federal government has told the state, and the state has in turn told El Paso County, look, if this shutdown continues and there isn't a continuing resolution moving forward, we're not going to have the dollars we need in order to take care of these programs. And so it could be a real issue for El Paso County residents that are on this program moving forward.
Is it possible the state itself could step in to provide some funding?
There are some funding options from the state level and from counties as well. But, you know, certainly there's just not enough money there in reserve at the state level and the county levels to fund these programs sustainably moving forward. Mm-hmm. There's about $100 million in reserves at the state, $50 million in reserves at the counties. That's all of the counties combined together, all 64 counties. You know, and that money's going to run out pretty darn quick if we have to tap into those reserves.
All right.
Okay, looking at some other top priorities for the county in 2019, I think infrastructure and roads and all that stuff also is top of the list, isn't it?
Well, that's what we do. You know, one of our biggest priorities as a county is to take care of the road and bridge infrastructure on county highways or on county roads, non-municipal roads, roads that aren't in Colorado Springs itself. Yeah, and one of the biggest projects that we've been working on, people have probably heard about over the last couple of years, is the I-25 gap project. Most folks think that that's done. They've seen construction started.
Right.
But there are some issues related to that as well. We have a $65 million grant from the federal government that we're still working through. We were awarded this grant, which, by the way, it was harder to get one of these grants than it is to get into Harvard. So we feel incredibly lucky that we as a community were able to be awarded one of these federal grants. But we're still working through the issues necessary. You know, the devil's in the details in order to get that money in. Overall, this is a $350 million program or project mm-hmm. to build this highway out. $250 is coming from the state, $65 from the federal government, and then another $35 million from local government.
And if you've commuted between Denver and Colorado Springs anytime recently during the rush hour, everyone knows how important that project is.
Yeah, absolutely. And by the way, if you're commuting and you're hitting a construction area, it's not my fault right now. We're going to blame that on the city of Colorado Springs. So, no, I'm kidding.
That's funny. Okay, we do need to take a break and have time to stick around for another break.
Absolutely.
Perfect. We are talking with the chair of the Board of El Paso County Commissioners. Mark Waller is here. It is 7:41 now at KRDO's Morning News. And we're continuing to talk with the new board of the El Paso County Commissioners. Mark Waller is here. Thanks so much for coming. Your first official day, right? As the chair. I'm sorry, the chair.
Well, we were actually sworn in last Tuesday, and that's kind of when the duty started. But this is my first official week as the chair of the Board of County Commissioners. And I just wanted to say, as you're given the hockey scores there, is it wrong of me to be rooting for the University of North Dakota, being a UND grad, you know, living in the town where Colorado College plays? I feel kind of bad for that.
But. No, it's okay.
I guess you're allowed.
You're allowed. Absolutely. And Mark, while you're here, we know it is a concern, and it is a concern for El Paso County Sheriff Bill Elder. And we've kind of talked about this. Is this a focus for the commissioners this year? Funding or the jail overcrowding, jail overcrowding.
Yeah, you know, jail overcrowding is a huge issue for us moving forward. We get daily reports from the sheriff's office about the numbers that are in the county jail. And just, you know, kind of 2 years ago when I started, those numbers were, you know, maybe 1,600 or below. And today those numbers are over 1,700. 1,750 inmates on any given day. And to put that in perspective, once we start hitting about 1,700 inmates, we're overcrowded or we're at full, complete, and total capacity. And so this is becoming a really serious issue for us moving forward. And I think that we have to work to solve it. I can tell you this right now, I don't think this Board of County Commissioners, nor the sheriff, nor the citizens of El Paso County necessarily feel that building a new jail is the option. You know, we've got to look at ways of preventing this revolving door coming into the county jail. You know, not the least of which is making sure we take care of the mental health issues. You know, we've done a recent study in the jail and discovered that, you know, over 50% of the folks that are in the jail right now have some sort of mental health issue. And that's really driving this population to be where it is.
Interesting. And before, really quick, before we have to let you go, Mark, there a program that you'd like to talk about for, this is school kids, right?
Yeah, so something that I'm really excited about and as the new chair of the board I wanted to implement is creating some sort of program where we can have kids come in, see what we do. You know, I think nobody knows or most people don't understand what we do as county commissioners and what we do in county government. So one of the things that we're trying to do to get young kids in and get their parents in is putting it out there to allow kids to come and do the Pledge of Allegiance in front of the Board of County Commissioners. We'll give you a really cool certificate take a picture with you and put a picture of you up on our website. So if you'd like to come in and do the pledge for the Board of County Commissioners, please give us a call, 719-520-6540. Again, that's 719-520-6540.
That's great that you're doing that, and I hope you get a lot of kids who want to take part.
Me too.
Yeah, it's a great idea. I love it.
Yeah, well, something I'm really excited about.
Thanks for making your first appearance as the new chair, and we'll see you next month.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.